Milwaukee police say members of the LGBTQ plus community have been victims of a recent string of robberies, and they're tied to online dating apps. It's Thursday, January 15th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, state lawmakers hear emotional testimony on bills that would restrict transgender rights in Wisconsin. And a new novel from a Milwaukee film professor has fans of horror movies in mind. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Elkins, and I'm hosting a Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin-sponsored tour with Holiday Vacations. This fall, 2026, we'll cruise the musical Danube River, starting in Budapest and then sailing aboard an Amadeus ship to Vienna and Salzburg, and ending in Prague. Join us for this incredible journey. Our adventure begins at wpr.org/travel.
Milwaukee police are warning residents about a surge of recent robberies involving online dating apps. Evan Casey has the details.
Police say suspects have been using Grindr to commit bait and switch robberies over the past 2 months. A safety alert from the department said victims are members of the LGBTQ community. Michael Zimmer is a computer science professor at Marquette University. He says crimes involving dating apps have been occurring ever since people have been using them.
This is one of those inherent risks with the use of these kinds of platforms. I think they could provide a lot of benefit for people, but you just really have to be careful.
Milwaukee Alder Peter Bergelis says he's glad police issued the warning. He shared a few safety tips.
You want to have your wits about you, be vigilant and aware, meet in a public place, and listen to your gut instinct.
Milwaukee police have created a website sharing safety tips for online dating. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Hundreds of teenagers gathered at Wisconsin's Capitol yesterday to protest federal immigration enforcement actions. The teens were students who walked out of Madison East and West high schools and made their way to the Capitol Rotunda. Some carried signs supporting immigrants or condemning immigration and customs enforcement. The Madison School District issued a statement saying the walkout was not organized or sanctioned by the district. However, the district said it supported students exercising their First Amendment rights. The district said it encouraged students to, quote, engage in responsible civic activism and speak out on issues that matter to them. Earlier in the week, students at Wauwatosa East High School held a similar walkout. The protests follow the fatal shooting of a woman by an ICE agent in Minneapolis and a federal immigration crackdown in Minnesota. At a lengthy hearing at the state capitol yesterday, activists testified for and against legislation that could restrict transgender health and participation in sports. As Anya Van Wagtendonk reports, both issues are in the national headlines.
Wisconsin lawmakers are weighing GOP bills that say school sports teams have to match people's birth sex. That's an issue the U.S. Supreme Court is debating this week. They're also weighing a bill that says doctors can't offer gender-affirming health care to minors. President Donald Trump's administration recently said it will pull Medicaid funding from hospitals that offer these services. Abigail Sweats is executive director of Fair Wisconsin, an LGBTQ activism group. She described this legislation as an attack.
Some elected political leaders in this legislature looked at the current situation in our country and state and said, let's double down on attacking trans kids.
Supporters of the bill say they are protecting kids, preserving girls' access to sports, and limiting kids from making changes to their bodies too young. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
New state funding will help hunger relief groups buy more food from Wisconsin farmers. Feeding Wisconsin and Hunger Task Force received a total of $5 million from the state grant program to buy foods that are at least 51% produced or processed in Wisconsin. The state funding comes after the Trump administration abruptly canceled hundreds of millions of dollars for local food purchases last spring. Jackie Anderson leads Feeding Wisconsin. She says food banks have seen a decline in donations, while more people are seeking help because of higher food costs.
Funding like this will not only increase the amount of food that we have on our shelves, but it gives our communities that economic stability that we know that so many farmers and so many of our communities need.
Anderson says she's hopeful the state grant program will continue to see bipartisan support as the future of federal funding remains uncertain. Coming up, a Milwaukee film professor talks about her new novel that has fans of horror stories in mind. Stay with us.
At Morning Edition, we take the news as it comes, day by day, story by story. We break it all down for you on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
And finally, Poltergeist is a new novel from a Milwaukee film professor, and it's filled with Easter eggs for fans of classic horror movies like The Thing and The Challenging. And there's some inspiration from Wisconsin landscapes as well. Jocelyn Sapaniak-Galisi is an associate professor and director of film studies at UW-Milwaukee. She recently spoke with Rob Ferret on Wisconsin Today.
All right, for years, from our WPR-centric perspective, you've been our go-to Wisconsin movie person. Now you're writing a book. Coming from that background as somebody who really is deep into film, what made you want to tackle a novel?
Well, I've actually always been a voracious reader as well, so I'm really interested in storytelling in general. But one of the things that I've been really interested in as I've gone deeper into my career as a film historian is how we can kind of bridge this gap between the visual and the written. Movies, as far as I understand them, they really have kind of infected our subconscious. They're a part of our history. They're a part of who we are. And so I was really interested in thinking about how to combine that sort of subconscious level of film with telling a story in a novel form.
Now, here's a surprisingly tricky question, asking you what happens in the book, the plot of the book, because as a reader, we come in and we don't know what the heck is going on, and that emerges very slowly. And that's kind of the point, I think. So when somebody says, hey, Jocelyn, what's your book about? What do you tell them without spoiling the discoveries that you make along the way?
Right. I like to say that it's about a single figure, an unnamed woman, who doesn't know who she is, she doesn't know where she is, and she finds herself completely alone at what seems to be the end of the world. So that's the kind of general approach that I will give people. But I also want them to understand that it's about a lot more than that. It's about what is somebody's identity if they're all alone? And if all of humanity has disappeared, what then does being a human being mean at all?
Now, a weird coincidence, the day we're talking, we've had a lot of snow. It's a warm day. There's mist. Things are melting. If you're going to film your book, today would be a good day to be out filming it, I think. Did the Wisconsin landscape help flesh out that image that started in a dream?
The Wisconsin landscape has so much to do with this book. It doesn't take place in Wisconsin. It takes place in an Arctic that has melted. But I'm not originally from Wisconsin. I'm from the Mid-Atlantic. So when I moved here, I had to get used to these massive snowstorms that were just, I mean, they're like apocalyptic when they happen. Over the years, that became something that I loved about the state. But it's also been something that I've seen start to go away a little bit. It was just, I think, 2 winters ago that we basically had no snow cover whatsoever. So much of the feeling of being in the North affected how I think about being in the world and thus affected this book in general. But at the same time, that feeling of the snow disappearing and that beauty of the ice evaporating and eroding, that brings up a kind of melancholy, and that melancholy affected this book too and made me think about what I wanted the environmental collapse that's at the center of the book to really be about. That feeling of the cold that makes you feel very alone, but it also kind of makes you feel alive a little bit. What happens when that starts to dissipate?
All right. And Jocelyn, I've held off on one of the most striking things about the book. It's definitely in conversation with horror movies. And there are so many that the main character is remembering sort of all these different movies from The Thing by John Carpenter, Poltergeist, of course, which it shares a title with. How did you bring those movies in?
Yeah. So this is also in keeping with my point that movies have kind of infected us, right? They are in our subconscious, they're in our dreams. We have completely integrated them into who we are. So in order to experiment with that, not just like in a class where I might teach movies that way, I wanted to give a sense of the character having these movies come up in her subconscious. I tried really hard never to name the right film in the book. The goal was that they would also sort of ring some distant bells in the reader's head. So as you read the description of the film, you might begin to realize, oh, that's the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh, that's the Changeling. And they would start to bubble up in your head, much as they're bubbling up in the protagonist's head.
That was Jocelyn Sapaniak-Gillisi, Associate Professor and Director of Film Studies at UW-Milwaukee, and now first-time fiction author. Her new novel is called Poltergeist. You can hear the full interview at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today. And of course, we'll end with a quick check of your forecast. Cloudy today with high temperatures in the teens and 20s across Wisconsin. Could see a few flurries in the west later on, but nothing really accumulating. We will see some accumulating snow across much of Wisconsin overnight. Maybe a wintry mix in the south, but several inches of snow everywhere else, with lows down into the teens overnight. And that'll do it for this Thursday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producer today was Courtney Everett. As always, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.